17. Chancellorsville. Hooker had put Sharp and his staff to work, learning all they could about the area around Chancellorsville. The hamlet itself was not that important, consisting of little more than a 2.5-story red brick building with white pillars, erected in 1816 to be a tavern for weary travelers at the junction of the Orange Turnpike and Ely's Ford Road west of Fredericksburg. The imposing house with its outbuildings was now the home of the Chancellor family, which consisted of the widow Fanny Pound Chancellor, her young son, and 6 unmarried and unusually attractive daughters. Of more concern to Sharp was the vast 70 square miles of woodland stretching from the Rappahannock and Rapidan rivers to several miles south of Chancellorsville and some 15 miles east to Fredericksburg, with its irregular ravines, low hills, and dense thicket of dwarf pine, cedar, hickory, and scrub oak, which made it nearly impossible for infantry, artillery, and cavalry to shoot, move, and communicate through it in anything resembling well-ordered formations. The maze was aptly called the Wilderness. With the help of county maps they could find, Sharp's agents joined topographical engineers in charting the network of roads and trails running around and through the wilderness, as well as the best crossing points over the Rappahannock and Rapidan rivers just north. The intelligence was critically important for Hooker. Chancellorsville, the wilderness, and the Rappahannock and Rapidan to the north would be the battleground for his fight with Robert E. Lee. As armies do when they're ready for a campaign, Hooker, by late March, was tightening security around his. He had good reason to obsess with secrecy. Rebel scouts continued to roam in the rear of his force. Agent Skinker, for one, grew anxious over information leakage. After one foray, he reported to Sharp that Union pickets appeared more intent on stopping him than the enemy. Skinker sent his intelligence chief the names of 9 suspect citizens in the area who should be rounded up. Hooker ordered Patrick to restrict civilian traffic through Union lines, halt the trade of Northern for Southern newspapers along picket lines, and clamp down on reporters publishing militarily sensitive information, expelling or jailing the ones who did not comply. Hooker also kept secret, even from his senior commanders, the plans churning in his mind for attacking Lee.